The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has just awarded one of the biggest multiple award contracts of any civilian agency. It selected 15 companies. They'll participate in the five-year program, and it could run as high as $7 billion. Bloomberg Government quantitative analyst Duncan Amos is tracking developments closely, and he joins us now. Hi, Duncan.
Good morning. How are you?
So, Duncan, tell us about this multiple award contract. What is it for?
Well, this actually stems out of the Affordable Care Act. Now, when we think of the ACA, we're always talking about Obamacare, but CMS also received this new authority to develop new ways to reduce expenditures within Medicare and Medicaid, and this is really the first implementation of this, or one of the big pushes of this. So the idea is that these contractors are going to be brought in to design, implement, and then evaluate a whole range of models that help CMS both cut costs while hopefully also improving care.
So they have a $7 billion ceiling. So if they spent all of that, they'd have to save an awful lot of money to pay for the contract. What sorts of services and products can they purchase under this MAC?
Yeah, that's a really good point, that this is a $7 billion ceiling. So we don't know if that will be a hit. It could be much less. But it is all kind of technical assistance. So, you know, these will be designing studies or maybe conducting evaluations or working with the private sector to conduct demonstrations at different sites across the country. So they won't really be procuring many goods. It'll be much more technical and knowledge-based services instead.
And do we know what sort of things they're actually going to be doing?
That's also a good question. It's pretty broad. Now, we do, when the CMS put out the RFP, they did include an example task order, and it also is pretty broad, and it covers a five-year demonstration in this example with the partnership with the Social Security Administration. And the idea is both that the contractor will come in, design, or they'll even identify a problem, design a study, implement it, and then evaluate over 5 years to see if maybe this new idea of care might save money or that might improve access to care for these beneficiaries.
Interesting group of companies on there. There are some of the regulars like Booz Allen and Deloitte that are big management consultants, and they compete head-to-head for all across government. But then I see like Apt Associates,
yeah,
which is social research and the things you don't normally associate with federal agencies, to my knowledge. What do you see in some of the companies that are there?
You really see the whole spectrum. So exactly as you said, you see the big contractors. You see Booz Allen Hamilton. You see Deloitte. Then you see actually some academic research institutions there. You see the University of Chicago, the University of Colorado, and then you move into these kind of more niche research institutes. And my best guess is they keep talking about these multidisciplinary teams that they're looking to create so they can really study the problem from a whole different angles. It can include, you know, physicians or maybe statisticians or economists. And I think they realize that no individual firm might have that whole broad range of knowledge that they need to study this problem. And so they awarded this to 15 companies that, you know, together collectively might have the expertise and the knowledge to tackle the problem, and that with the idea that these will have to work together and share a lot of the knowledge that they come up with.
And have any of these companies been doing similar things for CMS?
Yeah, we do see a couple examples of companies that have worked in this exact space before. I think the RAND Corporation has done some. So has this Truven and RTI International. They've all worked in this space. I do want to highlight, though, that this space, they identify a NAICS code in the contract. And across the federal government, they may be spending about $1 billion, $1.5 billion a year on this specific market. Now, if you were to divide the $7 billion by 5 years, we're looking at a doubling of that market. So, you know, the range of companies that might be working in this is going to explode. So it's been pretty niche up to this point. I think we're going to see a big increase.
We're speaking with Bloomberg Government quantitative analyst Duncan Amos. Do you think that there are some of the work that CMS plans to do in this contract is related to the healthcare exchange, the usability of it, and maybe beyond the usability of it, the acceptability of it to members of the public?
This really is not touching too much on the federal exchanges of what we think of the Affordable Care Act. It's really looking more at Medicare and Medicaid as these existing programs and the uninsured in general. So I really think this is looking more at, you know, how can we cut down costs within Medicare and Medicaid, not necessarily a public perception problem. It's just that the government has recognized that the cost on these programs has been ballooning, and they need to find a new way to cut down. And maybe the best way to do that is kind of through new models of approaching it. Now, the CMS's Innovation Center is what's currently doing that. But you do see that their spending on these programs are in the tens of millions of dollars, not the billions of dollars. So this is a huge ramp up from what they're doing right now.
It also implies that the agency knows or is not satisfied with what it's been turning out itself, and that it's reaching out in such a broad way to others for help.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. So as I said, they have this in-house center that runs all these programs, but the spending on this has been much, much less. And so they recognize the problem, they recognize they're not solving it, and they're really obviously willing to invest a lot of money into increasing the amount of work that they're doing in this area.
And how much does the potential doubling of the spending on this type of thing mirror what's happening in the wider economy? Because we hear a lot about big data and how it's there are potential solutions to almost every problem if we can just analyze and harness that data. Is this part of that trend?
Yeah, I won't say that's not the case. It's all analysis, and this is kind of using the data to solve a problem. I do think that's kind of the trend that we're in right now. We like the idea of measuring results and being able to present them in a very understandable fashion, and this is definitely part of that. And they do talk about the ability of these firms to be able to handle these massive amounts of data and do very innovative statistical research on it to see maybe we've been approaching the problem wrong, and because we might have this data, but we just haven't been using it correctly.
So for this kind of odd collection of work, I guess, what are the subcontracting opportunities? What kinds of companies might be sucked up into this big deal?
Yeah. Well, so that's also a good question. When we're talking about $7 billion, again, that's a ceiling, so we might not hit it. There's definitely subcontracting opportunities. We've seen some in the past. Booz Allen Hamilton has been a prolific subcontractor for a lot of these firms. And we go back to this kind of multidisciplinary, these teams that we're talking about. So maybe one of these companies, let's say the RAND Corporation, is really, really good at doing statistical research, except they're really missing that in-house medical research, for example. And I'm just making this example up. So what you might see is the small niche firm that does health research, that maybe they have some physicians on staff that are very big experts within the healthcare industry, and they might get a subcontract just to fill in that team so RAND has a more comprehensive or more competitive application on the task order.
And what about the availability of these contracts outside of CMS? Is this is not a government-wide acquisition contract, but it's an awfully high ceiling for CMS.
It is a high ceiling. It is just within CMS. But they do highlight that because what they're touching on affects both the federal government, affects state providers, affects private sector providers, that they are clearly very willing to work with other agencies and maybe even the private sector to come up, do these joint demonstrations together. So is anyone else going to be awarding contracts under this? No. But could they be run in as a partner and part of the research? Absolutely.
And it seems like lately we're always talking about protests of big multiple award contracts. If there were protests to that, what would be likely to happen? Would it actually stop these accepted companies from going forward with their programs?
Well, so we do know that 23 companies applied for this, and only 15 were selected. So it's a pretty good idea that maybe a few of those eight might protest. Now, what we have seen is that these demonstrations that they're looking to do are multi-year, and if the contract is only 5 years, they're probably looking to really start awarding these contracts now so they can have a full period to do the full evaluation. Will it hold it up? It's very, very possible, but it looks like the government is pretty motivated to start awarding contracts.
All right, so we haven't seen task orders just yet, but I imagine you're going to be following those.
We will.
All right, well, we'll have to see what they're really up to once the task orders come out. Duncan Amos is a quantitative analyst for Bloomberg Government. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.